This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A Russian ballistic missile attack hit a residential area in Ukraine's Black Sea port city of Odessa on Friday, killing at least 20 people and wounding more than 70 in Moscow's deadliest attack in weeks, Ukrainian officials said. Olivia Zelino from Reuters reports.
Odessa's regional governor said two missiles were fired from Russian-occupied Crimea into a residential area and that a medic and rescuer were killed by the second one after rushing to the scene to help. Homes, a rec facility, and a gas pipeline were all damaged in the attack, according to the Southern Military Command. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky vowed that Russia would receive a, quote, fair response for what he described as a vile strike. As one of Ukraine's biggest ports, Odessa has long been a target of Russian attacks. They ramped up after Moscow quit a UN-brokered deal that had allowed safe passage for Ukrainian grain shipments through the Black Sea. Moscow denies targeting civilians in the full-scale invasion of Ukraine, which it launched in February 2022, though many have been killed in frequent Russian strikes.
Olivia Zelino from Reuters. The first aid via a new sea route arrives in Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
A ship delivering 2,000 tons of food and water and humanitarian supplies has arrived in Gaza. It's the first shipment of desperately needed aid to the besieged Palestinians in Gaza via a new sea route from Cyprus. The sea route is intended to bring more assistance to alleviate the worsening humanitarian crisis in the enclave. The food on the ship was sent by Charity World Central Kitchen and was transported by the Spanish aid group Open Arms. The ship left Cyprus on Tuesday. Israel's military confirmed the delivery. I'm Karen Chamas.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Judicial documents show that top Brazilian military leaders declared to police that former President Bolsonaro presented to them a plan to reverse the results of the 2022 election he lost, but they refused and warned him that they would arrest him if he tried it. VOA's Tommy McNeil has details.
The testimonies are of Bolsonaro's former Army and Air Force commanders before the police. It was released by the Supreme Court, and it is the first direct mention to the right-wing leader as a person planning a move to change the results of the 2022 election. That election was won by his rival, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. The statement by Bolsonaro's commanders add to his legal woes. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A union representing many German train drivers and the main national railway operator have resumed negotiations in a bitter dispute over working hours and pay. Both sides are optimistic that they will achieve a result next week. The GDL union has called for drivers of Deutsche Bahn out on strike repeatedly in the dispute that has dragged on for months. A walkout on Tuesday coincided with a strike by cabin crew at Lufthansa in a separate dispute, adding to disruption for travelers. The main sticking point is the dispute is GDL's demand for working hours to be reduced from 38 to 35 hours per week without a pay cut. A Hong Kong court on Saturday sentenced 12 people to prison terms for more than 4 years to nearly 7 years in a high-profile rioting case linked to the storming of the city legislature during a pro-democracy protest in 2019. Reuters' Ryan Cheng reports.
The Legislative Council break-in on July 1, 2019 saw protesters smashing windows, streaming inside the building in public anger over an extradition bill that would have allowed authorities to send people to mainland China for trial. It was a pivotal moment in the months of civil unrest in the city, which marked the boldest uprising against the Chinese Communist Party since the 1989 Tiananmen Square protests in Beijing. In sentencing, District Judge Lei Ziho described the incident as a serious blow to the city's rule of law. He sentenced actor Gregory Wong, who was earlier found guilty of rioting, to 6 years and 2 months in prison.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. The Indian Navy says it has intercepted a bulk carrier that was hijacked by Somali pirates and demanded they surrender. The Navy said it intercepted the Maltese-flagged MV Ruin on Friday after it opened fire on an Indian warship in international waters. The vessel was boarded by pirates on December 14th and had 18 crew on board when it was hijacked near the Yemeni island of Socotra. Activities from Somali pirates has dropped in recent years, but there has been growing concern it could resume amid the political uncertainty and wider chaos in the region that has included attacks on global shipping by Yemeni Houthi rebels. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.